Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Panorama Public Infrastructure District Number 1 this Monday, August 11, 2025, at 1 p.m. The meeting is being held at the office of York Cal in South Jordan, Utah. For purposes of the audio recording, let's do a quick roll call today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
My name's Brandy Wasson. I'm paralegal to Tom Jolly.
I'm Jim Giles, District President.
Ryan Campbell, Project Manager.
Board member.
Shelby Clymer with
Well, I want to be where Nate's at.
Don't
Come on
think you
down.
heard Nate.
Are you able to hear me, guys?
Yeah. You turned on your video for a split second, and I seen that beautiful Lake Powell background.
There we are. Thank you, Mr. Elon, for Starlink.
Thanks,
David has just gone
everybody.
to see my house.
So we have David, did you introduce yourself already too?
I did. Sorry, you were just about to speak, and I jumped in there.
Okay. So we're now going to follow our agenda. We have no preliminary action items. We're going to go straight to our first consent item. This is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on July 29, 2025. The board did receive in this packet the draft minutes of the July 29 board meeting. Open it up to see if there are any questions on the minutes.
I have none.
I have none.
Since there are no, since we have no questions, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the July 29, 2025 board meeting?
Do you want me to respond or do you want me to tell you? And you tell me.
Hey, Chase, mute your thing so Chris doesn't interrupt our meeting, would you?
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't sure if that was a question or what. I'll make a motion
About
to
enough.
approve the minutes as stated.
This is Nate. I'll second that.
Thank you. So the motion made by Jim Giles and second by Nate Ship. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our public hearing portion to take public comment on the tentative operating and capital budget, which was adopted on July 29, 2025, which is proposed to be adopted as a final budget for calendar year 2025. We need a quick motion to conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting.
This is Nate Ship. I so move.
Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Nate Ship makes the motion with Jim Giles a second. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The hearing is now open for public comment and questions. I can confirm that there are no members of the public participating at the anchor location here at our office today. Do we have any members of the public participating via the Zoom link? I don't see any. So, since we have no members of the public here, to give input on the district's capital budget, we can now make a motion to close the public meeting portion and move to our action items.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second it.
Thanks. Motion made by Jim Giles, second by Nate Ship. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll now move to our action item for today, which is adoption of Resolution 2025-10. This is a resolution adopting the final budget for calendar year 2025. You'll recall that a resolution of not a resolution, but a the budget was tentatively approved on July 29th. We have David and Shelby here that can go over the final budget with the board.
All right, thanks. And are you seeing my screen now?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Okay, so just starting in the capital projects fund, this is where the funds will come in. We've updated the numbers based on the preliminary
the preliminary numbers for the bond issuance and then rounded that slightly here. So bond issuance proceeds, we're looking at $34 million, interest income, $45,000. And then we have capital projects. We've just taken approximately half of the funds that'll remain after transferring funds to the debt service and general fund. And then taking the bond issuance costs of about or approximately $1.1 million there too. Just as a note, if we do come in a little bit higher than this for the year, then we'll just want to amend the budget later at that point. And then that would leave us with just over $12 million as the ending fund balance for the period. We move on to the debt service fund. We budgeted $30,000 of interest income, and then there's the transfer in $8.5 million, and that will be to fund the capitalized interest fund, approximately $5.7 million, and the surplus fund of about $2.8 million. And in the general fund, we have actually, I apologize, I misspoke. That's not a transfer to the general fund. We're anticipating that being funded by developer advance to cover these first couple of years, approximately $23,500 of expenses for the current year, between accounting, insurance, and legal. With that, let me, I guess, open it up for any questions you guys might have or like to look at a little more.
That's pretty much aligns with what he sent over. Yeah. I don't have any questions.
Okay. If there's no questions, I'll turn it back over to you, Tom.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thanks, David. Do we have a motion adopting and approving the final budget for calendar year 2025 and resolution 2025-10?
This is Nate. I have a motion. I so move.
We have a second?
I'll second it.
So we have the motion by Nate Shipp, a second by Jim Giles. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The budget is adopted for 2025. that is our only action item. Let's move to our administrative non-action items. Don't really have anything on the agenda for this, so I'm just going to quickly open it up to the board to see if there's any non-action items that the board would want to discuss today.
The only thing I've got is just a question. I've gotten several emails over the last week, two or three different sets from our state auditor and others asking about some of the items to be completed for this, for compliance. Are we following up on those and getting those taken care of so we remain in compliance?
That's a great question, Nate. And I'll turn the time over to either David or Shelby there as district accountant. They'll be handling those reports.
Yeah, happy to answer the question. Any questions on that? So generally, you probably received a 2024 financial report that needs to be submitted, and that is related to the 2024 audited financial statements. We're working with the auditors to get those completed, and then once that is completed, then we'll send over a form for the financial certification. And that's for the board to basically certify that the district is in good financial standing after having reviewed the audited financial statements. The additional item that we'll be sending over is a fraud risk assessment. And that we can either send together with those other reports, or we can send that out earlier, but they're all in process and getting completed, but the financial reports have to be done together, and that's dependent on that audit.
Great. It sounds like you're aware of them. As long as we're aware and you're working on it, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Great.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks, David. If there's no further business, we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
Oh, that's my favorite one. Nate, I so move.
Okay. Nate, don't say it so quickly. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
I should have tortured him for a second, though. He was way too excited.
I know. So we have the motion by Nate Shipp with the second by Jim Giles. All in favor, say aye or yes.
Aye. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. And wish everybody a wonderful day. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.